Let's say a solemn prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 264. Hymn 264. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. Tonight, we will read Psalms number 39. Let us read through Psalms 39. I said, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth as with a muzzle. While the wicked are in my presence, I was mute and silent. I refrained even from good, and my sorrow grew worse. My heart was hot within me, while I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the extent of my days. Let me know how transient I am. Behold, you have made my days as handbreadth, and my lifetime as nothing in your sight. Surely every man at his best is a mere breath. Surely every man walks about as a phantom or shadow. Surely they make an uproar for nothing. He amazes riches and does not know who will gather them. And now, Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgression. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I have become mute I do not open my mouth because it is you who have done it. Remove your plague from me. Because of the opposition of your hand, I am perishing. With reproof, you chasten a man for iniquity. You consume as a moth what is precious to him. Surely every man is breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner like all my fathers. Turn your gaze away from me, that I may smile again. Depart, before I depart, and am no more. So here, this is the content of Psalms 39. Let us see the superscription. For the choir director, for Jedutun, a Psalms of David. So this is a Psalms, a Mismo, a Psalms of David. So this Psalms is to be accompanied by musical instrument. But here we can see it is for the choir director, for Jedutun. So Jedutun is one of David's three choir leaders. He is one of David's three choir leaders. And then he comes from the family of Merari. So here we can see it is for the choir director for Jedutun. So this psalms is to be used in the worship of Israel. And then for Jedutun, we can see possibly he directed the choir or the composition. And then here say, for Jedutun, very possibly that is to say, this psalm is to be sung according to the melody, composed by this Jedutun. And then this melody is used like this. It is sung for confession, to express the humble and penitent confession to the name of Yahweh. So here, for Jedutun, that is to say, the melody of this psalm, and then how it is sung for confession, to express the humble and penitent confession to the name of Yahweh. But then here, in this psalm, we can see it mainly speak about, that is to say, the fragility of human life. Man's life is short. Like, let us see verse 5. Behold, you have made my days as handbreadth, and my lifetime as nothing in your sight. Surely every man at his best is a mere breath. So here we can see, behold, you have made my days as handbreadth. Lifetime, my lifetime as nothing in your sight. Surely every man at his best is a mere breath. Let us also see verse 11. The last phrase there. Surely every man is a mere breath. So here we can see the fragility of human life, the shortness of human life. And then, of course, here, the psalmist is reminded of this, that life is short, is reminded by this, by the present illness through which God is rebuking him. God is rebuking him for his sin, his transgression. So he is reminded of this by the present illness, that how life is short. What is most important is that in this short life, how a person live his life. In this short life, how a person should find favor in God's sight. And then how to remain in favor with God in this short life. So here, we can see these psalms want to tell us about this matter. Okay, let us see, that is to say, man's life, man's life is short. Let us see verses 4 to 6. Let us see verses 4 to 6. Lord, make me know my end. What is the extent of my days? Let me know how transient I am. And then let's continue to see. Behold, you have made my days as handbreadth, and my lifetime as nothing in your sight. Surely every man at his best is mere breath. Surely every man walks about as a shadow, a phantom. Surely they make an uproar for nothing. He amazes riches and does not know who will gather them. So here we can see it is a prayer to understand. And then to accept man's life is short. Man's life is short. But most important in this short life, what is most important? What does man pursue? What six say? Every man walks about as a shadow. Life is just like a shadow. Very fast, it passed by. Surely they make an uproar for nothing. So this uproar is that in this short life, there are people who busy themselves. They toil, they labor. They busy themselves. They toil, they labor. They also amaze riches, many things, and does not know that who will gather them. So here, we can see there are some who see life like this. So this is what they pursue. But what is most important is that in this short life, like here, to pray for understanding that man life is short, how brevity of life. So what is most important, he prayed to submit to the Lord's determination of life. Life is short. Most important, life is to fear God, keep his commandment, to find favor in God's eyes, and then to put God as his treasure, his inheritance. All labor and all possession ultimately will come to be in vain because life is short. Life is short. So here, to understand the brevity of life and then what is most important in life. Of course, most important in life is God. God is our treasure. God is our inheritance. And most important is life is, of course, salvation. Salvation. And then how we continue to keep favor in God's eyes, keep ourselves in God's favor. And then how in this short life to be able to be cheerful, to rejoice, to enjoy this short life in the fear of the Lord. What was his situation at that time? We can see that he was in a way suffering possibly of an illness through which God is rebuking him for his transgression. Let us see verses 8 to 11. Verses 8 to 11. Deliver me from all my transgression. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I have become mute. I do not open my mouth, because it is you who have done it. Remove your plague from me. Because of the opposition of your hand, I am perishing. With reproach, you chasten a man for iniquity. You consume as a moth what is precious to him. Surely, every man is a mere breath. So at that time, we are able to see that he was ill. So he petitioned to the Lord to stop chastening him. He prayed for God to remove the scourge or the beating. He has already learned his lesson. So he asked the Lord to deliver him for his transgression. So possibly, he had sinned, but we do not know here, since this psalm is silent. Deliver me from all my transgression. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. That is to say, as for the enemy, to deliver him so that he will not be mocked by all these godless foolish people. So he has become mute. He did not open his mouth because it is from the Lord. It is out of love to chasten him. So he asked the Lord to remove the plague, the scars, or the beating from him because of the opposition of God's hand. God's hand was strong upon him. He was deteriorating. He was perishing. He was wasting away. So he understand with reproach you chasten a man for iniquity. For iniquity, you consume as a moth what is precious to him. Surely every man is a mere breath. So here he understand. He understand. So he want to set things right. He want to set things right. So most important is that in this life that is short, of course, we must do what is right, pleasing to the Lord. But at times we do wrong. We do sin. We do transgress. We do iniquity. But what is most important is to set things right again. Is to confess, repent, to set things right, so that one can continue to find favor in God's sight and presence. What more in this short life? So must set things right so that he can continue to find favor in the eyes of the Lord to enjoy the rest of his life. And then let us see verses 1 to 3. Verses 1 to 3, he determined at the very beginning to keep silent, but he could finally no longer suppress his anguish. Let's see verse 1. I say, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth as with a muzzle, while the wicked are in my presence. I was mute and silent. I refrained even from good, and my sorrow grew worse. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. So here we can see, he actually initially determined to keep silent, but he could no longer suppress his anguish. So verse 1, we can see, he had kept a muzzle on his mouth for fear that rebellious word would escape in the hearing of the wicked. So God was, that is to say, chastening him. He was in pain. And then what more, life is so short. Life is so short. So here, he had kept a muzzle on his mouth for fear that rebellious word would escape in the hearing of the wicked. And then how he determined to be silent before God, and then not to speak in the presence of the wicked in case that he may speak rebellious word. So I said, I will guard my ways. How to guard his ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I guard my mouth as with a muzzle while the wicked are in my presence. So he was afraid that he may speak rebellious word that would escape in the hearing of the wicked. So we can see he tried to control himself to be silent. I was mute and silent. I refrained even from good, and my sorrow grew worse. My heart was hot within me, the fire burning. While he was musing, contemplating, thinking, meditating, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. So he tried to suppress, but then the suppressed anguish even intensified the agony. So he could not but speak. This is the right thing to do, to speak to God, to speak to God. Yeah, and then not to simply utter words of rebellious in the presence of the wicked. So he instead speak to God. That is right. He could no longer keep silent. Because verse 9 say, I have become mute. I do not open my mouth because it is you who have done it. But ultimately, he prayed to the Lord. He want to set things right. And he understand that this chastisement is meant for good, so that he can set things right. Things can be set right to find favor in the eyes of God. And then he can continue this short life in God's favor, and then to enjoy, to rejoice, or to enjoy the rest of his life. So what is his hope? Let's see verse 7. And now, Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. So his hope is in the Lord. God is his only hope. And then let us see the last part, verse 12 and 13. And then here we can see his final prayer, that God would hear his cry and treat him not as a stranger, but with favor, by making his remaining days of sojourning enjoyable, cheerful. Let's see verse 12 and 13. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears. So here, his final prayer, more humble prayer, he plead to the Lord to hear his cry. And then here, because do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner like all my fathers. So may the Lord treat him not as a stranger, but with favor. And then he understands his life on this earth is like a sojourner, very short. So he prayed that the Lord treat him not as a stranger, but with favor. And then to make the remaining of his days as a sojourner, as a pilgrimage, enjoyable, cheerful. Verse 13, turn your gaze away from me, the angry gaze of the Lord, God's anger. Turn away your anger, your angry grace from me, that I may smile or be cheerful, rejoice again before I depart and am no more. So he asked the Lord to have mercy. So here we can see, this Psalms 39 telling us concerning man's life is short. So what is most important in life is to find favor in the eyes of God, fear God, revel God in this short life, and then keep ourselves in God's grace. And if we do wrong, must set things right, confess, repent, find favor in the eyes of God so that we can continue to enjoy this short life in God's grace. We give thanks to the Lord. We will pray together. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
How to get the
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our family altar we end here tonight. Peace be to you all. Amen.